She is God's daughter. Jesus demonstrated the priority of the individual to God, and he violated the religious rule in order to elevate people. You hear that? Jesus violated the religious rule in order to elevate people. Remember from earlier, in this culture, eating was a sacred act. A sacred act. It was an extension of the temple, the house of God. Therefore, that's why prostitutes shouldn't be there. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's why unclean people shouldn't be there. Jesus brought into the house of God people who had not yet turned their lives around. Do you hear that? Jesus brought into the house of God this place that was an extension of the temple. Jesus brought into the house of God the people who had not turned their lives around yet. You see, Jesus loves people. God loves you and accepts you before you even change. Did Jesus die on the cross after you gave your life to him? That's kind of a dumb question, Eric. Well, but think about it. Jesus died on the cross for you before you were even around. You understand what I'm saying? Jesus loves people, and God loves you and accepts you before you even change. You know, it's interesting this time of year to reflect on who heard the announcement of Jesus' birth. It wasn't announced to religious people, was it? That always kind of floored me as I was growing up. It was announced to scroungy shepherds and pagan magi. Think about it. God's Son being born on this earth was not announced to the chosen people. Unless shepherds were Jews. Maybe they were in this case. Do you understand shepherds in that society were the low of the low? They stunk. They slept and they lived with their sheep. Think about that. They were the low of the low in the culture, and yet, when God's Son was born on this earth, who did the angels appear to? What about the pagan magi? I mean, they were people that read the stars. They were astrologers. They weren't there. I mean, the Greek is translated wise men. They were kings by no stretch of the imagination. Now you know what I think of We Three Kings of Orient are. Yeah, I'll sing it, but you know what I'm thinking when I sing it. Anyway, they were astrologers. They read your dreams. You could tell them your dreams, pay them a few, whatever their money was, and they'll explain what your dreams meant. Do you hear what I'm saying? These were pagan people, and yet God chose them to announce His Son's birth. Did you ever think about that? Who did Jesus choose to be His disciples? Who was it? It definitely wasn't the Pharisees, right? No, it was fishermen. It was tax collectors. What do we want to do to tax collectors? If you think you have strong feelings about tax collectors, think about how the Jews felt, because tax collectors were Jews who were working for the Roman Empire. Think about that for a minute. How do you think they felt about tax collectors, and yet Jesus asked a tax collector to be a part of His clan? Anyway, I lost my rhyme here. It was fishermen, tax collectors, and ruffians. Oh my. See, I'm glad you caught on. The first service didn't. I had to explain it. No. They weren't a part of the religious group. They weren't the intellectual elite. He chose those who in Hebrew society had failed the process of becoming a rabbi. Do you understand, in the Hebrew society, by the time you're 7, you have the entire Pentateuch, the first 5 Bible books of the Bible, memorized by heart. By the time you're 14 or 15, you have the entire Old Testament, what we call the Old Testament, memorized. You're on your way of becoming a rabbi, and anyone in that society at that time that does not become a rabbi is a failure. You go back to your dad's trade, or you go back to being fisherman, or whatever you want to be. So Jesus asks failures to be His disciples.